Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, you're listening to Transforming Trauma. I'm Eve, and I'm here to remind you that healing is possible. We need each other, and it's much easier when we don't try to do it alone. So that's why I've invited Janella to talk to us today about her healing journey and how art has been an incredibly powerful force. I'm so excited to introduce you and hear about why art is important to you and what you're doing and how it can possibly help other people access the amazing transformation that you're going through. And thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's been really incredible to see you and catch up. And like you just said, yeah, I'm a just overloading of constant emotion artist. And I've been really fortunate to be able to find that and trust that in my art. And that's really what this whole journey has been the last year, since I really needed to recognize that I was making decisions and ignoring so much of what I needed to address. And I found Arbor Hospital. It was recommended to me by my therapist. The end of my junior year was so challenging because nothing was making sense in my art, and I was really unhappy with everything in my life. I started really trying to unpack so much.
Yeah, it's hard to know, I think, with these questions, and this work is so personal to you, so I just want to make it absolutely clear. No need to go into, like, too much detail, like, whatever you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
The purpose of this is to share where you've found healing in your art and kind of how you were able to navigate the challenges. I think a lot of people who are creative struggle with, like, whatever they call it, like, writer's block, or I'm sure that there's an equivalent in your work. So I'm curious what's been challenging for you as an artist who's doing their own healing and using that as your, I don't know if you do art every day, but I'd love to know what that looks like, where you get your inspiration.
My inspiration came from just feeling absolute constant emotion and needing to make as the release. I came into a situation where I needed to address everything that was going on and how I was treating myself and the unsafe decisions I was putting on me and putting myself into reliving. I needed to do something, and it was really only going to come out of asking for help. And my therapist had suggested I go to this. It was an outpatient. What the hell was it called? It was an intensive outpatient program at Arbor Hospital, and it was a 2-week, 9-to-4 kind of complete just
immersion
and vulnerable situation where I had to, you know, number my feelings on a 10 scale and completely unpack whatever that day was doing. And it usually wasn't doing a lot of great things.
So were you making art during that time?
Yeah, I became obsessed with this idea that I needed to make art every day to feel safe and to feel like I could get something out when I was struggling with taking care of myself. I found myself in this program because I was having significant issues with self-harming and an eating disorder, which I had kind of never really understood how I had been doing it for since I was 12, and I was introduced to this like idea that, you know, I wasn't enough, I wasn't anything what I wanted to be, and I needed to change physically to meet whatever idea of beauty was. And
can I just pause you for a second? Because Janelle and I were talking earlier about this idea of not enoughness and where we seek validation and how that can keep us small. And I think both of us in the past year have experienced a sense of liberation in owning that, not to stop looking for validation from certain people who we'll probably never get it from, but also more importantly, that it's so much more powerful to find it within ourselves and also from people like our teachers whose perspectives support our growth and development. And so I'm just grateful that you're sharing your process, because when you look at Janelle's work, it's like you have no idea what she's been through and how it's a challenge every day, but it's a healing practice. I like the way you're sort of describing it as self-care. It's helping to honor, and I think a practice of mindfulness, would you say? Like giving language, giving voice, giving representation to what your struggles are. Did I get that right?
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right in so many ways. And for me, it was really through my teachers that I learned to ask for help again in holding on to this idea that I needed to have a show, I needed to have some way to explosively share this. And that direction and that passion, I think, was really misunderstood by a lot of people, and just the way that I went about sharing it.
What would you say is like a goal of yours in the next year, or if you have a longer term vision? You mentioned to me something about the possibility of doing research, or like what would you like to happen with your art? What is your hope for yourself?
I have recently I've recently built an art proposal. The exciting thing through this whole process has been kind of realizing that I can be a practicing artist, or at least at the end of this 10-year journey to get my undergrad degree. It's done now. And
celebrate that.
Yeah, I have been. I did nothing for a month after. I hung out with a lot of dogs. And that was incredible.
That's important. We minimize kind of celebrating and taking time for ourselves. It sounds like it's been a journey just getting through school and getting to a place where you feel really proud of your accomplishments.
Yeah, I didn't want to recognize them and still struggle with even feeling good about all the things that I have accomplished, because I won't let myself to some extent, but it's going away, and it's about riding the wave and just recognizing that in every piece of art that I made, that it was just channeled from pure energy in a moment, and I would come back to it and use that coloring up system, that like continuation of making a piece where I sat with it, took time to reflect, and then went back to finish different segments. And it felt like I was stitching myself back together in this bizarre way.
Such a beautiful image, stitching yourself back together. I was telling you how I wish that everyone had a creative outlet of some sort, and even how this podcast has been this huge transformative process over the past year of, you know, using a fictitious name and not sharing with anyone and wanting to be comfortable. So if you have a thought on, like, giving people inspiration who are having those blocks and who maybe feel like they have potential but they're afraid of it, what would you say has helped you? I know you mentioned doing it every day and just doing it, but anything else that you would add?
I think it comes down to just take a picture, take a color, take anything that you are staring at in a moment and capture it, and then use that as this groundwork to keep capturing more. And you'll see how you learn to trust yourself in that process. You'll do an image and you won't know what that means one day, but you might take a couple to hold on to that image and then revisit it, and you'll change it. It's just, that was the most self-affirming thing for me in my art, is that you have absolute control over your artwork. You can rip it up, you can collage it into more pieces. That was the biggest challenge I had this year, is I enjoyed destroying so much of my work for a huge portion of my life, and I set the challenge to not throw away anything and instead just kind of pack it away into this idea box I had under my bed, and you know, after 2 months I revisited it all and tried to puzzle piece things together, and that's how this show, like the base of the tree, started from there. And
that's amazing. I think that's really important to share the pieces that you've decided not to throw away anymore and to see the value in it. And I think that's one of my intentions in my own sharing of myself and inspiring other people, is I reject the idea that we're all just like our social media platforms and only sharing the good times and the graduations and the milestones, but rather celebrating our healing. Because I met this woman recently and has so many kind of externally successful milestones, and yet she says she deserves an Olympic award for her sexual abuse recovery work that most people don't know about her. She's won an Olympic medal for being a paraplegic skier, among other things.
That's
and I just loved that. I heard her say that and I was like, yes, I do deserve an award. You deserve an award. And this is recognition that we probably won't get societally, but internally I just want us to kind of feel the power of how much work it takes. And a lot of people don't get to do it for different reasons, and it's rewarding. It's given my life purpose and gives me meaning to get out of bed, and there's nothing that feels better to me than holding space for another survivor, or knowing that my sharing or my saying the words me too can change somebody's day and possibly their life.
Absolutely. And I feel very, very closely to that in my art, and just talking and sharing our experiences is really such a key component to appreciating and accepting healing. It's you have to recognize each small brick in order to keep moving up the line, and it's all a timeline. It's a timeline of healing, but you're always moving forward. And in making art every day, it's like I was building this skeleton of healing, because I could never remove the fact that I made artwork. And if it needed to be reshaped, then I would just continuously add to it.
That's beautiful. I'm loving the images of the skeleton and the bricks, and I don't know where you come up with these. It must be a creative artist thing. Thank you for sharing all of that. And I guess if you want to elaborate more on what the installation is and where you're at with it, I know you have something coming up. I would love to share that with listeners who might be in town or also inspired to do something similar.
Absolutely. I wrote this proposal at the end of my... right up until the very end I was graduating. I actually had to go submit the proposal by midnight the day I was graduating inside the MFA, and I descended from 4 floors while Star Wars victory music was playing. I think it was the greatest feeling I've ever had. And My friends came to visit. They gave me a Pikachu stuffed with handkerchiefs because I cry all the time. And it was just an absolutely perfect moment. And then they got me back home and I spent 2 hours with my partner kind of unleashing this very vulnerable and just determined statement about I made art for an entire year of healing since I checked myself into makeshift rehab at Arbor Hospital. And it's just been upwards. I can look back at everything that I've gone through and want to inspire other people that it is doable, and we can all find it in ourselves how to make that happen. And
I couldn't agree more. Were you gonna finish?
Oh, I was just gonna lead in with the show is just an account of every piece of art that I've made. And it's taken all of these transformative shapes, not just paintings, but I ended up spending 3 months falling in love with 3D programming, working in this software called Unity. And I ended up building 3 layers of my subconscious, which I didn't really understand what the hell was going on up until I finished the video game and did these first-person walkthroughs and edited that footage together. It was, again, like me piecing together parts of what I didn't understand to make into this living, cohesive, not actually cohesive isn't right, because healing isn't linear, and that's what I keep saying all of the time. You have to ride this whatever the fuck wave and just appreciate the moments where you can sit with it. And physically sitting in a room with all of my art kind of added this closure, the end of my review board. I threw all of the art together in a room, and that's when I realized this needed to happen. So many people came to support me and reacted and felt a whole wave of energy, and that was my outlet. I can share my constant emotions in a positive way.
I think there's something really important in all of what you just said, but something that really resonated with me is about being seen. And I feel like, again, coming back to this podcast and the meaning of me being heard, but also in lifting up voices of other people who, like, we're outside in public right now. Like, we are not afraid and we're not apologetic about our experiences. And there's so much power in that. And it seems like that experience of seeing the support you had and realizing that the suffering that you had been experiencing, that you didn't have to carry it alone anymore, that it's a beautiful thing that makes you you and that you can help other people by sharing that process.
Yeah, and it's such an exciting thing to recognize and feel that from, you know, other incredible women working through their trauma. It just, every time that I've been in a safe place to share this information, especially finding resources everywhere, that's been where I found safety to talk. And through that kind of building, you keep learning that your voice matters, and there are so many ways that you can do it. I think I'm catching a bit off track here, but
no, this is really helpful. Like every path is different, and I think that you and I have both realized the value of perseverance too, and like charting that path. And I loved what you said to me earlier about, like, letting it fuel you when you get kind of a roadblock, channeling in your anger and, like, persistence. I think that that's what I heard you saying, and
yeah.
I know we're, like, nearing the end of the conversation for today, but if you have advice for people, I know myself, like, I can't imagine how hard it is for people who know even less about accessing resources, like, where to start and how to persevere, because you're not going to be a good fit for every therapist, every program, and there are financial barriers that are so real. What would you say has helped you to find the people and the places that have served you?
I've been really fortunate to have my art, and I would really encourage everybody that there's absolute validation in a sketchbook. In whatever you capture in each moment, it's yours, and you can always use that as a way to track what you're feeling. And I think that was the safest part for me, was that wasn't judgment. And I felt a constant wave of that because I felt like my emotions were too much. And I would really want everybody to know that their feelings are completely valid. And you just need to find a way to harness why and just answer that with just you are.
Is there something that you love about yourself today? That's a new favorite question of mine. It seems like you're going along that lines of you are enough. Is there something today that, I know it was maybe a rough morning, but after connecting, do you feel like you're in touch with something that you appreciate about yourself? I want to remind people that even on hard days, there's something that you can identify that you appreciate about yourself, and all the hard stuff serves us somehow. There's a role, there's a reason for it. We just have to stop fighting it and playing the victim card when you kind of realize, yes, this is a shitty morning. Yes, things didn't go my way, and this is something that I appreciate.
Yeah, use it to propel you. It's something that one of my dear friends really just exploded my mind with when she said this, was don't try and prove other people wrong, prove yourself right. And that really just shifted all of the movement in my head and like offered this new sense of validation, which is take that energy and turn it into something positive. And once I realized I could do that, everybody has their own unique gift and way to do that to the world. And I really think that just using your energy, finding out where your energy is and what it's doing in that moment, I don't know, it's just self-acceptance and self-love is really such a challenging obstacle. And for me, I would recommend everybody just gets a giant stack of sticky notes and writing every positive affirmation that you can. Spend a day like writing about what you love about yourself and positive things, and build your own, you know, visual of why you matter. And I think we respond so incredibly to visuals, and that's the power of art, and why I think everybody should keep some kind of account for what you're feeling, because nobody can take that away from you. And it's in this proposal series installation, it's called Reclaimed Voice. It's going to be on view Thursday, August 3rd to Saturday, September 2nd. The reception is Friday, August 4th, and it's 7:30 to 9:30, and it's going to be at the 263 Gallery in Cambridge. I would absolutely love everyone to come and share in this energy of healing that I'm hoping and knowing that we'll come together.
Wow, I just realized that I can make that. I am so ecstatic. Yeah. That is going to be amazing, and I'll be sure to include those details in the podcast description and social media posts. But thank you. That was such a gift. And I know that for myself, it's been a challenge sometimes to think about what I love about myself. So I would just add that it's a great tool to be able to ask some people you trust, whether it's a therapist or good friend, family member, who you can say, what are qualities that you really love about me or appreciate that make me uniquely Jocelyn or Janella or Eve or Susie, whatever your name is, you can find out what makes you uniquely special.
Yeah.
And really meditate, sit with that, and honor that in time you will be able to feel that for yourself and perhaps not need to ask other people, but self-love and self-acceptance, it certainly is a process. And to wrap up for now, I would love to ask what the title of this podcast means to you, Transforming Trauma.
It means like an absolute wave of things, and transforming trauma is what we all have to do. It's the unifying way to move through it, because it is quite painful to know that this is a very non-linear journey, and we have our own beautiful voice and patterns. And once you find out what makes you able to stay present and recognize everything that you've accomplished, you're going to be unstoppable. And just know that that's completely achievable, and it's going to be a beautiful moment when you get there.
Thank you. I so appreciate your art and your taking the time to speak with us today. I'm so excited about what you're doing, and I'm proud of you. I'm proud to know you.
I'm proud of you and everything you're doing. It's inspiring, and just absolutely such a powerful part of this has been like the validation of you're not alone, and in finding the strength in other incredible people that are going through a different phase of living or different experiences. We all have our own, and it's in that story and in your uniqueness that we can do this.
Yes, I couldn't agree more, and I know our conversations and connection will continue to evolve. It's been such a pleasure. I lastly want to just plug one of my greatest supporters and resources, Beyond Surviving Podcast, and you can learn more at rachelgrantcoaching.com. Have a beautiful day, and remember to love yourself today in whatever way and manner that takes place. You deserve it, and speak to you in a month. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.